This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1937. Didn't versus wouldn't, a listener's English grammar question answered. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's episode, a listener asks us how to know when to use didn't versus wouldn't when you talk about things that happened in the past. Find out the exact difference and how it fits into your conversations with native speakers.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome. Michelle, how was your weekend? How's everything?
Yeah, everything was good. I was just telling you how I came back. I was in Maryland with my family, and so it was kind of a lot of traveling, just getting back into the New York area. How about you? How was your weekend?
Oh, so good. I'm always outside on the weekends trying to just enjoy being outdoors, the absolute opposite of what we do every day inside podcasting. So it was good. No complaints, Michelle. No complaints.
Good. Do you have a question to ask me, Lindsay?
I do. Here's my question. Is Jessica coming over to our party?
No, I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Didn't you ask?
I did, but she wouldn't tell me.
All right. Little role play.
Jessica.
Jeez, flaky, right? Flaky.
Yeah, Jessica, a little role play to start us off. No, Jessica is not flaky.
No, but, of course not.
Okay, but we have a listener question today about didn't and wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And this is a really good one. I'm excited to jump into this today, a grammar episode.
I'm excited. Here we go. Should I go ahead and read the question?
Please.
All right. This was on YouTube. So, hey guys, how's it going? I'm Ariel David from Piau, Brazil. I'm a big fan of All Ears English. I listen to you guys every day, and your podcast is basically the only one I listen to because I think it's the best. Well, Michelle, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I have a question for you, and I'd love you to answer me in an episode. The question is, how do I know when to use would or used to or the simple past tense? I never know which one to use. For example, I've known her since I was a kid, but I didn't talk to her that much, or I wouldn't talk to her that much, or I didn't used to talk to her that much. Thank you so much for answering and take care. Oh,
wow. That's a good one. There's a lot in there. So many good questions kind of packed into one.
Yes. So what are we going to address today, Michelle? What are we going to focus on today? And then maybe in another episode, we'll go into something else.
Yes,
what do you think?
Yes. Well, first, because our listener also asked about used to, I did want to direct them to the IELTS Energy podcast, episode 989, which is grammar. Should you say used to or used to? So definitely that's a really good place to start with those two.
Yes.
But we can go dig deeper into didn't used to
in another
episode. So we're going to focus today on wouldn't versus didn't. Because I think that's a good first step as far as, you know, this question goes and really focusing this episode. So I would like to go through the examples that the listener gave in the question. Could you read that?
All right, Michelle, here we go. Here's the first one. I've known her since I was a kid, but I didn't talk to her that much. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are we really focusing on here in our delivery of this sentence?
We're not really focusing on why. It's just kind of a fact. I've okay. known her since I was a kid, but I didn't talk to her that much. It's just a fact.
Okay. Versus I've known her since I was a kid, but I wouldn't talk to her that much. Mm. How is this different, Michelle?
So this seems almost like you refused or like, you know, or there was maybe a reason you didn't talk to her that much, right? Like it's a little bit deeper. It's not just a fact. It almost sounds like there's something behind it to me. At least.
Yeah. Or it's an ongoing habit, right? And there might be a reason for that ongoing habit. Right. The fact of the habit of not talking to her that much, right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So we're going to talk more about this and then we're going to skip used to, but we will yes. get to it another time.
Okay.
So let's do a couple other examples. So she didn't go to sleep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this just means she just did not go to sleep. So let's give an example, a little role play.
All right, here we go, Michelle. I'm exhausted. I was up all night.
Why?
Well, the baby just didn't go to sleep.
Okay. Now, that's just a fact, yes. right? The baby just didn't go to sleep. Now, she wouldn't go to sleep. So wouldn't, to me, sounds more like a... It was more difficult.
sounds more like a pointing in my mind. What the difference is? We're pointing to like the baby's will, like the will of the baby,
yes.
right? Did
yes.
not want to. You just will not go to sleep. Ugh.
Right. And of course, the baby isn't thinking that deeply. So didn't versus wouldn't here. You know, it's kind of, you know, yeah. it, you could use either one, but just one, it has a little bit of a different implication.
More of a free will idea. Yeah.
Yes, the baby. So here we go. Lindsay, let's go.
I'm exhausted. I was up all night.
Why?
Well, the baby just wouldn't go to sleep. Okay. So again, as you said here, the baby kind of refused. The baby exercised her free will and said, I will not go to sleep, right? I'm sure all parents in the world are really empathizing right now, Michelle.
Exactly.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So where are we going to take this next? Because we've made it clear kind of the differences are subtle, but they're there. Right?
Right. Exactly. So again, just in general, this whole didn't versus wouldn't, it's just kind of a different feel, right? So like if I said, let's just go back quickly to that example from the beginning with Jessica. I think that's really where we're going to get a good grasp of this. So could we read through that one again?
That's a good idea, Michelle. Let's do that again. Is Jessica coming over to our party?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Didn't you ask?
I did, but she wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, it's different. It really is. So how is it different again? Didn't tell me is just a fact. Yes or no? Did she tell you or
no,
not?
No, she didn't tell me.
Right?
But then you said, well, didn't you ask, right? Because you don't know the information yet, right? Like I said, I don't know. She didn't tell me. I didn't say for sure that I asked. So you said, well, didn't you ask, right?
Right.
Because why wouldn't she tell you? Like, if you asked, she would have told you. So maybe you didn't ask.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But then we did ask, right? Didn't you ask? And you said, I did, but she wouldn't tell me. Now, this is indicating a little bit more will on Jessica's part that she didn't want to tell you. Like, she refused to tell you.
She refused. Why would she do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of a surprise party, Michelle, right? There's a surprise. That has to be it, right?
Maybe it's a surprise party. That reminds me. I think it was back in the summer. We were going to our friend's son's birthday party, and we were in the car, and all of a sudden, Dan pulls into just like a random shopping center, and he gets this look on his face, and I just was like, is this a surprise party? Because he took me to like a different place
where
we were going to. It would have been for absolutely no occasion, but he just like gave me this look. And it turns out that he really was giving me the look because we were late and he was stopping at Dunkin' Donuts to get to get coffee. But it was like the funniest moment. We were cracking up because I was just like, what is this, a surprise party? Have you ever had a surprise party thrown for you?
I have actually. Once when I was 14, my friend at the time, she threw that for me. It was so fun. It's the coolest feeling ever. What about you, Michelle? Have you done it?
A little one, just like at a restaurant with a few friends.
That's nice, though.
It is nice. But yeah, it's just so funny because, you know, with a surprise party, it's always that there's some fake story about where you're going. That's why I just...
And the people have to be really good liars because most of the time I have a hunch that most people know when there's a surprise party coming most of the time. Did you know?
I think I knew. Did you?
I think I knew too. So it wasn't really. It was an effort. It was a good effort.
Anyway. So guys. So again, wouldn't versus didn't. Wouldn't is more like this idea of refusing. At least in the examples that we're focusing on today. And didn't is more just like factual, where I feel wouldn't. Tell more of a story. Again, we could come up with a ton of different examples and go through them, but this is kind of one of the main, you know, things that I think is important between the two.
For sure. And you can add this subtle difference to your word choice, guys. You can really talk about what people's intentions are, what they care about, or what they're aiming to do or not do, right?
Yes, exactly. So should we do one more role play?
Let's do it, Michelle. Here we go. In this case, we are talking about a travel experience. Okay. All right. Did you go to the big holiday market when you were in New York last year?
No, I didn't. I wanted to go, but my friend wouldn't get up in time, and then it was closed.
She didn't get up in time?
Well, I tried to get her up, but she wouldn't get up. She was too tired, and it ended at 11 a.m., so too bad. I was really upset about it, and I wouldn't talk to her for the rest of the day.
Oh, I didn't know you guys weren't great travel buddies.
Well, we didn't used to have problems, but I think that's our last trip together.
Oh, the thing is, when you travel, a lot of times the good stuff happens early in the morning, right? Like it makes me think. Did you guys go when you and Dan were in Tokyo? Did you go to Tsukiji Fish Market?
Yes.
Okay. And what time did you go? Like 3 in the morning? 4?
No. We didn't go for like the whole.
The tuna auction.
Did you do that?
Yes, I went when you could still go in and like pop your head in the door and like be in the tuna auction. You can't do that anymore. You can't even go to the inner market anymore. But yeah, I actually didn't go home the night before. We were out dancing at a club.
Oh,
I know,
Lindsay.
Crazy. Otherwise, it's just too hard. But that's a good example of one of the things when you travel, you know, sunrise, getting to the top of a mountain for sunrise, a fish market. Yeah. These things happen early and you don't want to miss those experiences, right?
Yeah, it's true. And I'm not an early morning person. So that's always like the no.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. So this is a great example of using these three different ways, especially the didn't and the wouldn't. Should we go through it, Michelle?
Sure, let's do it. So you asked about the holiday market. And then I said, no, I didn't. Okay, so I did not. That's just the fact, right? If I had said wouldn't, like that just wouldn't make any sense.
That would make no sense. That would make no sense. Yeah, that'd be weird. And then you said, I wanted to go, but my friend wouldn't get up in time. So her will, her free will, she was exercising her choice not to go. She didn't want to go, right?
Right. And then you said she didn't get up in time. So you're just asking, right? Like kind of the fact.
I'm surprised.
Right. And then I said, I tried to get her up, but she wouldn't get up. Right. So again, I'm highlighting.
Right.
That I was trying, but she refused.
Yeah. So there we're going back to her, like her, what she actually wants to do and doesn't want to do. She was too tired and it ended at 11 a.m. Too bad. I was really upset about it and wouldn't. Now you use your own free will and you would not talk to her for the rest of the day. Right? Oh, dramatic. Jeez.
Right. And then you said, I didn't know you guys weren't great travel buddies. So here you couldn't say, I wouldn't know.
No, but we could do another episode on, you know, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'll using wouldn't in all these different ways. Right.
Again, there are different meaning, like there are different ways to use wouldn't, but we're just focusing on this one key difference, which I think is super important to understand and kind of nail down.
Yeah. And then we just threw in just for fun, and we'll come back to this in another episode, the used to. How do we say that, Michelle? What did we say?
We didn't used to have problems, but I think that's our last trip together. So I'm emphasizing kind of that in the past, we didn't have these problems, but now we do.
I think that one's also a little less common. You might have said that at the beginning of the episode, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. I think that that's one of the main things is that that one is useful. But I don't know. Sometimes it sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, it sounds weird. It's not common. But this is really important, guys, to know. When are you just saying the past tense? And when are we using would to state someone's opinion, someone's feeling, someone deciding what they want to do and will do and won't do? Right.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, so this was can be a little bit complicated, but we gave you just one main difference, really, to boil it down to. But listen for different contexts. But this is a really good question. And try this out when you're when you're talking about the facts in the past.
Yes. And try sending us a question, too. I love the question. Guys, if you have a very specific question, send it in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. We want to see your questions and we want to make an episode based on your specific experience with English, right, Michelle? We want a specific question. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, this was a good one. So have a good one, Lindsay.
You too. You have a good day. I'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.